This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Businesses in the path of Sandy are taking whatever measures they can to avoid damage. That goes for the country's biggest owner of billboards. Clear Channel has dispatched crews across the East Coast as a precautionary measure. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein.
Drivers along I-95 in Philadelphia can see something they don't usually see, a billboard sign with no billboard.
Just like people tying up their boats in the harbors and people taping up their windows.
Clear Channel's Brian Parker explains, when a hurricane hits, removing the sign is the best way to minimize damage.
When you remove the copy and the panel sections out of that frame, so to speak, sort of like taking the picture out of a frame, the wind will blow through it and there won't be any wind resistance to damage the sign structure.
Parker says new sign structures can run anywhere from $50,000 to $250,000. With that financial incentive and an interest in making sure no billboard falls on someone's house, Clear Channel crews scramble to take down more than 150 signs across the East Coast. Parker says it's a pretty quick process.
We simply roll that up or fold it up into a nice square, and then we lash that onto the catwalks.
A quick look at images online shows that Sandy's chewed up a few billboards, a crunched, crumpled one in Boston, another shredded in Atlantic City. Billboards, of course, exist to get as many eyeballs as possible. Parker says damaged signs are bad for business. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.